Hi everybody, welcome back to Dream Girl Series Podcast. For this episode, it's going to sound a little bit different because I'm currently at the park right now and somebody is playing tennis across me, so there's going to be a lot of banging. So I do apologize for that. There we go, there's the bang. But I find that the banging is perfect for this video because it's going to tie into everything that I'm talking about in the end. So for this episode, I wanted to make it seem more authentic and just different vibe compared to my other videos that I've made. Because I've noticed last night when I was trying to film an episode, I was in this perfectionist mode and it didn't go the way I wanted it to be once I was done filming it. And then it was in that moment I was so hard on myself, like I was just brutalizing my work and my creativity because it didn't line up to the aesthetic and vibe that I wanted it to feel. And today I didn't even want to film an episode, like I wanted to just rest and take a time to apologize to myself, basically, after everything I said to myself last night. This morning I had a Pilates class and I just finished my lunch, and as I was walking on my hacker walk, as I normally go on, I had this like epiphany moment to film this episode but in a more natural way, so it's going to feel completely different than the one I wanted to film last night. But that's okay, because I think I'm going to title this episode something along the lines of being natural and authentic and sensual and more human-like, as opposed to being so robotic and controlled with expectations like I was last night. So I find that the banging of that guy playing tennis is perfect because it goes against all of that control and expectations that I first initially had. So without any further ado, otherwise I'll never shut up, let's just talk about this episode. So of course these are all going to be personal to me, like they're going to be advice that I would give my younger self. But if it resonates with you, then that's great. If it doesn't, take it with a grain of salt, as always, in anything in life. So, yeah, I'm going to be very natural. I don't have a script plan this time around. Whatever comes to mind is just going to come. And that is the way that I want my life to be. Like, I want to just be in the flow and not worry about what's going to happen in 2 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 20 minutes. I want to just appreciate the time that I'm in right now. I want to see all of these birds that are flying by me, the basketball bouncing. I just want to be in my sensuality. So I feel like that's going to be my first topic or guidance, you could say, being in your sensuality. And you see how that works? When you don't have a script or anything, it just flows to you. Like, I didn't think I was going to talk about anything regarding sensuality, but here I am. Here is where my brain is taking me. Here is where my intuition is guiding me. So with sensuality, it does not have to be like this sex act that everyone's making it out to be. The whole point of sensuality is being in your senses. It's about being who you want to be and feel and just embody at that time in your life. And the reason why I say this is because with sensuality, I've noticed that people associate it with seduction. And of course, it ties into it. But the key in sensuality is you being in your senses, you feeling all of your senses, and being in your alignment of those senses. So whether that is staring at the trees or the skies or anything with color or just staring in general at something, you're using your sight. Your sight is your senses. If you want to taste delicious food, you are using your senses. If you want to hear certain sounds, you're using your hearing senses. You know, like this is all basic talk. What I'm trying to say is you use all of your senses in different ways, and that's how you experience and explore your life. Key here being your life. Everyone's senses are different. What you see is beautiful. Someone else could say that it's hideous. There's not one person who will use their senses the same way as somebody else. Like, everybody is completely different. Everybody has a different vision for themselves, different aesthetic, a different flavor, if you will. Like, they are all different. And I find that so fascinating. Like, if I see a cotton candy sky, I will associate it with pure beauty. Like, I will look at that sky as if there's a goddess or god waving at me. But then if whoever I'm with, they could probably just see it as the sky. Like, it's the same sky every day, you know? And that is what I'm working on more. I want to be more in my sensuality. I want to really be in the beauty. I want to really feel everything, even if it makes me explode with emotions and feelings and thoughts. I don't care. I just want to feel my senses. I want to be in my sensuality. This will look different for everybody because it's the little things. You know, if somebody is constantly stressed out or in the survival mode, they're not going to be as fixated on their senses. They're just going to focus mainly on their survival because they don't want to relax. They're purely just trying to survive. And okay, that's their decision. They can do whatever they want to do. But I choose to operate differently. And if you're listening to this, then I hope you want to operate differently and be in your body and be in your power, in your senses, and just feel things that you probably never felt before. And when you do this, you start to see life in a different lens. What was once boring to you, or you never even gave it a second thought, it suddenly becomes so intriguing and mysterious and alluring. And it's just so, I don't know, I find it so magical. You could be staring at a tree and think it's nothing, it's just a tree. But when you actually spend time with the tree and acknowledge that this tree has been around for billions and if not more years, then you start to see life through this glance of awe and wonder and curiosity and beauty. You start to see all of the beauty around you more in depth. And the best thing about seeing beauty around you is because once you see that, it's also reflecting the beauty inside of you. Everything is a mirror of you. If I see something ugly, then that's probably because I think of myself or an aspect of myself as ugly. But if I see something as pretty or beautiful, then I see a projection of myself that is also beautiful and pretty. There's so much more to that in projection, but I don't want to talk about it too much in this episode. But the key there is, if you look around and you see beauty everywhere, that beauty will come back to you like a boomerang. And same goes if you see the opposite. That's why I do not encourage you to gossip or badmouth people or anything, because it just sends the message to the universe that that's how you feel about yourself in the end. And if you feel so poorly about yourself, then you are also going to ultimately attract negative experiences or people because you refuse to see it through a different lens or different perspective. And now that I'm talking about it, I find that when people talk about gratitude and being grateful for everything you have and that it will just expand even more, maybe that's a reason, like a major factor in it. The more you appreciate something and its beauty and all of that it is without expecting anything of it, and just being in your senses and seeing it for what it is and not for what you expected or want it to be, that is when you start to see more of that. Like, you start to attract more of that. And it didn't even make sense to me, like the whole gratitude talk, until now as I say this. Now that I'm really in the flow and I'm just getting all of these epiphanies or downloads, if you want to call them that, simultaneously. So this is so cool. Like, I love not being a perfectionist. I love not having a script. I love not expecting how this video is going to go or what I'm going to say. It's literally just in the flow. Like, I don't even know what I'm going to say in the next 2 seconds, but that's the beauty of it. And because that's the beauty of it, that's what I see in the situation. I find that that's me rewarding myself with more beauty. In this case, more knowledge, more wisdom. Because I see that beauty for what it is, and I don't care to control it. So let's go back to an example on gratitude. And let's talk about flowers. If you love seeing flowers and you're grateful for their beauty and you just appreciate everything that makes flowers flowers, then you will start to attract more flowers anywhere. You just start seeing more of what it is you like because you see the beauty in it. And because your energy is so focused on love and beauty and optimism and positivity, the flowers are going to sense that shift, that loving frequency that you're on currently, and it's going to want to be around you because it sees that, oh, I'm appreciated. I'm going to go where I'm appreciated. Just like humans. Like, humans go where they're appreciated. If you constantly judge something or somebody or just have a negative outlook on life, you are going to attract that same like. You're going to feel the same negativity that you're pouring out into the universe. Because what you give, you will also get. You know, like, it has that law and effect kind of attitude going on here. Same goes for if you want more love, if you want more abundance, more beauty, more money, more wealth, just more goodness in your life. I will start implementing that being in my senses kind of attitude. I will start to see all of those qualities, all of those traits and desires that I have, and I will start to see them more in a loving approach. I will start to appreciate their beauty. I will start to just be with them instead of against them. If I want more money, I will appreciate what money will do for me. I will appreciate how money makes me feel. I will appreciate what money has done for me so far and will continue to do for me. If I want more love in my life, I will love myself. I will love nature. I will love animals. I will give love out because I know that love will come right back to me. That could also be applied to money as well. It could be applied to all of those. Beauty, wealth, anything. The more you give something, or the more you pour out in the universe, the more it's going to boomerang right back to you. That is also a summary of the law of attraction, if you haven't heard of it before. It's essentially what I just talked about. Energy will flow where energy goes. So try to be mindful of where you want your energy to go, of what it is that you want, and try to be intentional with it too. Be intentional with your senses. Be intentional with tasting delicious food and describing it in a way that feels so poetic and unique and just very sensual. Like, that's the whole idea of what it is that we want. We want to be in tune with our sensuality. And for example, right now there's children playing in front of me because I'm sitting down at the tennis court on the bench, and I'm just watching everything as I say all of this. It's just flowing out of me because I'm appreciating everything that's happening. There's children playing at the park right now, and I'm just in awe because I see my inner child through them. They're playing with the basketball, and I'm really in tune with my feelings right now because I used to play basketball as a little girl. And so watching them play, it's awakening all of those hidden identities that I had suppressed inside of me. But I don't want to suppress them anymore. I want to feel them. I want to feel vulnerable again. I want to feel one with life again. I want to just feel like myself, whatever that may look like. And that is so important, what I just said, that I didn't even realize. Whatever that may look like. It's just about being in the flow. I don't want all of this control anymore. I just want to be in the flow of life and just to be one with my sensuality again. So whatever it may look like going forward, my life, my beauty, my love life, my finances, everything, I'm going to have a different approach to it. I'm going to shift my perspective on them. I'm going to see more beauty in them, even if it doesn't feel or look beautiful to anybody else. It's going to feel and look beautiful to me because nobody can duplicate my senses. However I choose to see the world is how I choose to see it, and nobody can tell me otherwise. And just like I can't tell them otherwise. I know that I am currently on the right path right now, and that I made the right decision by filming this episode, because I am getting so many synchronicities right now. I cannot stop seeing these white butterflies flying around me. I saw so many bunnies just earlier, and now it's 111. And earlier I saw 1255, so it was just another mirror number. But I'm really happy that I made this video, because it didn't feel forced. It didn't feel like I was planning. You know, it was just me being me, like it was just me in my alignment. I felt really sensual and creative, and like everything I was saying just had a purpose, and that it was much bigger than me at the end of the day. So I don't know if somebody needs to hear this, that you don't need to be such a perfectionist and have all of this excessive control, but just to relax and be in the flow. But nonetheless, it felt really calming. Now that I feel more centered, I am just exploding with more creativity, and I want to make another podcast talking about a different theme, because that's how much brain power I feel like I have right now. But I'm gonna end this episode off with a thank you for listening, and to just relax, because everything will always work out in the end. And if it doesn't work out, then it's not the end. So just have a beauty outlook on life, even if you're surrounded by what you now perceive as ugly or horrendous or disgusting, whatever you associate it with currently. Try to just shift it. And if you can't shift your outside world, shift your inside world. Try to shift the way you see yourself, because the way you see yourself will be reflected on how you see the outside world. So tell yourself you're beautiful every so often. I'm a Leo, so I literally tell myself I'm beautiful every 2 seconds. And I don't see anything wrong with that, because if it wasn't for that affirmation, I would not be seeing beauty in the world. You know, you get what you give. And I want to get an abundance of beauty and love. What do you want to get? Do you want love? Do you want money? What is it? Once you really figure that out, harness that power and start to see yourself in that light. If you want more money, think of yourself as the money. Think of yourself as the luxury. Money is just grateful and happy and lucky. You have to have like an I'm so lucky attitude. So back to what I was saying, money should be lucky to have you. Same goes for anything else. If you want more beauty, see beauty in the world. Be the beauty in the world. Have beauty revolve around you, kind of thing. Whatever works for you. Because like I said, everyone's different. Everyone is completely opposite. And we all do things differently. And somehow that magically works out in everyone's favor. So find out your signature, quote unquote, doing, and implement that more in your daily routine. I hope that made sense, because I did not have a script. Everything I was just saying was just coming to me, like, at this moment. I was getting it through, like, a higher power, it seems like. But I don't want to sound too cliche. I will see you guys in my next episode, and I hope you enjoyed this one. Bye!